From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. Red Cross says first flight with medical personnel arrives in the Yemeni capital. The International Committee of the Red Cross says its first flight transporting medical personnel to Yemen has reached the capital, Sana'a. A senior Red Cross official, Dominic Stillhart, noted the arrival in a Twitter post Tuesday and said urgently needed medical supplies will arrive by air and sea when clearances are received. The Red Cross said Monday it had not been able to deliver tons of medical supplies to Yemen. The organization said it had approval from the Saudi-led coalition, but logistical concerns about flying into the war-torn country were delaying the process. Kenyans mourning the deaths from last week's massacre at Garissa University College gathered for a vigil Tuesday, the final day of an official three-day mourning period. Demonstrators gathered at a public park in Nairobi to share stories of the 148 students killed and called for greater national security. Organizers asked mourners to dress in black and to bring flowers and handwritten messages honoring the dead. Militant group al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for last Thursday's attack. U.S. Senator Paul Rand, a conservative libertarian, announced Tuesday that he is seeking the Republican nomination for president in 2016. The 52-year-old Paul announced his candidacy on his website, planning campaign events throughout the day, and has made a speech to supporters in Kentucky where he is a first-term senator. Paul, an ophthalmologist by profession, said he wants to return our country to the principles of liberty and limited government. Paul becomes the second announced Republican presidential candidate after another conservative first-term lawmaker, Senator Ted Cruz. This is VOA News. The international human rights group Amnesty International says the Afghan government is doing nothing to stop a trend of escalating violence, sexual assaults, and assassinations targeting women human rights activists in the country. Ayaz Gul reports from Islamabad.
In its report launched Tuesday in Kabul, the international human rights group Amnesty International says both the government and the international community are turning their backs on Afghan women activists who have bravely fought for the significant gains Afghanistan has made towards improving human rights conditions. Although researchers say the Taliban are responsible for the majority of attacks against women's rights defenders, government officials or powerful local commanders with the authorities' backing are increasingly implicated in violence against women. Those threatened range from rights activists, politicians, lawyers, journalists, and teachers. Ayaz Gul for VOA News, Islamabad.
U.S. President Barack Obama has rejected a call by Israel that any final unclear agreement with Iran include a clear and unambiguous Iranian commitment of Israel's right to exist. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu had issued the demand Friday while strongly criticizing a framework nuclear deal reached by Iran and six world powers. President Obama discussed the issue during an interview Monday with the American news media organization NPR. Israel insists the framework nuclear agreement reached last week in Switzerland threatens its survival, and Mr. Netanyahu has said he would press U.S. lawmakers not to give Tehran a free path to the bomb. The U.N. Security Council has strongly condemned the siege of a Palestinian refugee camp in the Syrian capital by self-proclaimed Islamic State militants and fighters from the Nusra Front. In an emergency session Monday, the council called for protection and safe evacuation of civilians and access for humanitarian aid workers to the approximately 18,000 people still living in Yarmouk camp. From the United Nations, VOA's Margaret Bashir has more.
Reports emerged last week that fighters from the two armed groups had seized large parts of the camp on the outskirts of Damascus. The head of the UN Relief and Works Agency for Palestinian Refugees, Pierre Krahenbuhl, separately briefed both the UN Secretary General and the Security Council via a video link from Amman, Jordan, on the developments. Afterwards, he told reporters that the situation in the Yarmouk camp, which was already dire, has deteriorated further and very few civilians have been able to leave. Margaret Bashir, the United Nations.
Hundreds of people paid their respects Tuesday to the memory of opposition leader Boris Nemtsov, who was assassinated in February, just meters from the Kremlin. Supporters squeezed into the narrow pedestrian walkway of a bridge to do that. I'm Bob Doty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.